to a restaurant where I got my temperature drops.
Oh, okay.
What's your normal core temperature?
Normal 98.6.
Minus 97.2.
Yeah, like James's too.
One's fully, firmly convinced that if one chooses to heal themselves,
yes,
through Christ,
yes,
they can heal anything.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes. Absolutely.
You just have to have that knowledge and that will and
surround yourself with good.
She had cancer.
Leukemia.
Rheumatoid
arthritis.
Her hands were like
gnarly.
That.
Gnarly hands.
It's horrible.
Lots of pain.
It's all gone.
Praise Jesus.
My rheumatoid factor is zero. It was 500. Zero.
That's unbelievable. I'm speechless.
Well, don't be, because it's just
it's
all
my,
God.
Yeah, exactly.
And the loss of a husband that created rheumatoid arthritis.
That part.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But you get your head right, and you do the lifting. Sky's the limit.
Really, 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 it's true. And that's why you really need to do that. And you can't play in the dark and stand in the light.
Can't
you
have two masters.
Choose your master.
I tell her every day, pray to her God, to our God.
Well, the thing is, people don't understand that God created every single one of us.
We're His children.
And we're equal, like it or not. We might not think we are, but we in fact are equal. There's no one of us is greater than the other. And there is not a sin that you can commit that God doesn't forgive you for. And in truth, we're here to learn. And that's the purpose of making mistakes. And you're allowed to make mistakes because without mistakes you can't grow. You can't
and learn
grow.
Your lessons.
You don't want to, exactly.
Yeah. So it's okay.
And it never stops. You never get to a place you can coast.
No.
No. No, you get 2 months off from time to time. I get 2 months off.
How many times
time
a year?
Time. Not very often. I'm allowed to coast.
You think when you get up to over 100, though, it's maybe a different story?
Maybe.
Jeff's grandma's 102. She seems like she's just kind of coasting along now.
Well, by then your brain's going, I quit.
I had a question.
Okay.
And it's about communicating with animals that you're going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
Can anybody learn how to communicate with animals?
I can communicate with mine.
She's talking anyone.
Oh.
Well, anyone with a desire.
I think it is fully possible, but I think that it means you've got to take your fear and your belief systems and put it completely aside.
Okay, so you do that. Then how?
Then what you have to do is understand that the animal will speak in your head.
Mm-hmm. Not like Mr. Ed.
No. And if you do, it's schizophrenia time.
Whoops! Little slip there.
And I respectfully ask for forgiveness for that. But they will, you can tell them that it's okay for them to talk to you and ask the Legion of Pan to work with them, letting them know it's okay for them to speak to you to begin with. Okay? Then you talk to them. Not like a animal, but like you would a respectful, conscious, intelligent being.
Check, check.
Okay. Then you ask them, what do you want? When they're looking around and you say, what do you want? Do you want to go outside? What do you want? Let it pop in your head.
And just start that way.
Yeah. Right. Because then, but clear warning, once they start, sometimes they don't quit.
So can you say respectfully, like at 2 a.m., would you please not talk to me right now because I'm trying to sleep?
Well, my case, my husband got a dog. He was about 10 months old. Cody, you've met Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetest dog in the world. And Cody found out he could talk to me and that I could hear him. So Cody says to me, make daddy play. Make daddy play. Make daddy play. Make him get up, play. Make him go outside. Make him go outside. And he pestered me to death.
Finally, just like a child.
Just like a child. Mm-hmm. 10-month-old.
So cute.
Yeah. As cute as it could be, but it got on your nerves after a while.
Could you talk back and say, I can't do that?
Yeah, I did. But he knew that I could hear him. And he wasn't going to let me off the hook.
Did you have Sheba then?
No. So finally I said, Cody, this has got to stop. No. You talk to your daddy. You don't talk to me to convey information to him. You talk to him. You only talk to me when it's really, really needed. Do you understand? Finally he did it.
Did he ever
talk? James can't hear him.
Yeah.
It works fine for me.
Poor doggy.
So I can translate when the time is needed, you know.
But Sheba talks to you all
the time. Sheba talks to me a lot. But Daddy got trouble because he was sneaking Cheerios to Cody in the bed.
Uh-oh.
So Cody came up to me. He said, I want Cheerios. I said, James? And Cody said to me, Daddy gives me a Cheerios in the bed. I said, James, Cody has told me that you're giving him Cheerios in the bed. Cody, why'd you tell her that?
This is so funny. Will cats talk too?
Yeah, they're not as good.
They really don't care.
But they're aloof.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And now if they want something, yeah.
Yeah.
My cat.
Feed me.
My cat, like, sometimes she's just like, she's just playing out, I don't want you right now.
Yeah.
I don't want you.
Leave me alone.
This is my personal time.
So, yeah, you can, but you have to trust what comes into your head.
Okay.
And then follow through. Like, they say, I want to go potty. You know, I want to go outside. You let him outside, and they go outside, and they go do. You go, well, yeah, I guess he was telling me the truth. I guess I can really hear him. But you have to practice. There, I don't know if I have any books there. I had some books about it. I'll have to get some more. But there are some books out on how to talk to your pets. Oh, I don't see any. I guess I'm out. I haven't read them. I don't know how good they are. All I can tell you is from my personal experience.
Mm-hmm. What does Sheba say?
I love what her. Doesn't she say?
Go to work now. Let's go now. Go home now. Don't talk to them in here. Work in there. Now.
She's kind of bossy.
A little bit.
I love her. She's just a sweetie.
She is. She really, really is. She's,
so you hear it in your head as words.
Yeah. Yeah, as complete thoughts, not as words.
Okay. Got it.
They come as complete thoughts that you break down into words.
Got it.
Except maybe for the Cheerios. That was pretty much a word. And boy, animals can tell on people.
I bet they can.
They have, yeah. It's that's why I really enjoy doing the, you know, like bark in the park, because I get to meet so many animals and they tell me stuff, and then their human parents, it blows their mind. And a lot of times, like I had one little dog that when I tapped into it, I wanted to know what was making it sick because the veterinarian couldn't find out what was wrong. And its owner wanted to know what was wrong, so I tapped into it. And it was chicken. It was allergic to chicken. And it was making it just devastating the poor duck because of the allergies. And I told the owners that. They took it off chicken and the dog got well.
How about that?
You know, well, people feed animals human food, and their bodies are not built to eat and digest human food.
Yeah, but the dog food that you buy is, you know, chicken byproducts and rice. And
that's why, well, you have to be very, the reason that, that they do those products, lamb and rice is probably the safest one because they don't have allergies. Dogs have a lot of allergies, especially with grains.
Yeah.
Corn, wheat. Mm-hmm. Rice, they don't have allergies with the rice.
I cook lettuce, baby.
It's right, as long as you don't use any spices, because a lot of dogs, spices can do a lot of harm. Like with, I have a Yorkie. If you can't give a Yorkie garlic, it can really hurt a Yorkie.
I think dogs in general aren't supposed to have garlic.
They're not. Chocolate can kill dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With a Yorkie, a grape can kill a Yorkie. Mm-hmm. Avocados. There's a lot of things you have to really... Dogs are not humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My neighbors feed their dogs raw chicken.
That's supposed to be vegetables. Good for them.
It can be if they don't have an allergy. But you don't know.
Lola eats better than I do.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. I pressure cook a chicken, bones and all, so the bones turn to mush. Sweet potatoes, rice, spinach.
Okay.
That's what she eats.
Her, I can live with you.
I know. Her, you know, her hair's just so soft. And
well, any other questions about animals?
What about spirit animals?
What about what?
Spirit animals.
What about?
Do you believe in them?
I believe in everything, almost.
I was just curious.
Animals, when they die, unlike humans, go straight to the light. Then they come back, and they comfort you, and they allow you to comfort them for in and around 2 months. Now, there are spirit animals that have been bound through witchcraft to be used in curses, spells, that sort of thing, to throw immense pain, trauma on individuals and on locations.
That may be one of them. I used to have a little bobcat, and she still hangs around.
They can for a period of time, but then they have to move on because they have to reincarnate.
I know I've had the same spirit 3 times in a dog. Very rare. No doubt about it.
That's very rare.
It was a big bond, though.
Well, it can happen, but they can also send another animal and train that animal to be just like them.
Okay.
That does happen. That's quite frequent.
So are you saying they don't reincarnate with you?
They don't usually reincarnate back to you. You get them usually one time, maybe every few lifetimes. But they have other experiences that they have to go through for their growth. They're not just there for your growth. They are there for their growth as well.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But yes, they can train other animals to do everything that you liked with them, if you get them relatively soon. When I say that, like within, like, months. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Anything?
I was going to ask about, we talked the other day about reincarnation. You talked about rotating between genders, mm-hmm. and things like that. So what is the reason for switching the gender instead of, yeah.
So you can see both sides, learn both aspects.
And does that have anything to do with, you know,
mistreating?
Well, you know, the gender, like when people have the wrong gender when they're
born. Yes, it can happen. I have worked with that in the past, actually several times, where a male soul did not go into the light and incarnated from the outer darkness, which is fourth dimension, which is purgatory, which is fourth dimension. And they ended up in the wrong body. Mm-hmm. The one was a male that ended up in a female body and had died in the 1920s and had on this bar, this club, nightclub, been shot, and wanted to be a guy again and was stuck in this female body, and it was a real hassle. Okay? So he started going through gender change from a female to a male. And I worked with him through all of the change because, in fact, it was correct for him because he didn't know how to be a female in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it was not a good thing.
When that happens, that's probably happening because they didn't go into the light and came back into the wrong body.
Correct.
Like Bruce?
I don't believe that to be.
So sick of him. Her.
Yeah. That's attention.
Mm. It's like money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah! At what point does money not rule for people like that?
Apparently like no for, point.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. I mean, everybody has their God, whether it be God or money or another person.
True that.
Or stuff.
You know, I kind of, I don't know, I just laugh sometimes thinking about when, you know, when people pass on and die and people that think that they're so fantastic here, like, you know, superstars and people who just think that, you know, they rule the world. And I just kind of laugh sometimes thinking about, well, you're going to find out when you die that you're not so much greater than everybody else.
Nobody's greater than anybody, period. That's the funny thing about all of it.
Well, these
poor people that are less than.
I mean, you can't even touch me. I'm so much better than you. You know.
Well, that's an insecurity.
It is insecurity. They really don't believe it. They want to believe it.
Even Christ said you can do things greater than I can.
Sure. We can do anything. Yeah. What? You were going to ask a question and it went out of your head, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's gone.
It'll come back. Okay, we're almost getting ready to wrap up in any event. So think of it really quick.
I'm trying.
But yes, that can account for homosexuality, most definitely. Because I've seen it on both sides and I've seen it in action. I know what you're born with and what you get tempted into. Mm-hmm. And you have to know the difference. And in this day and age,
Everything's
up for grabs.
Yep.
I got it. What are you? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
My mom is just like.
She's not my daughter. I don't know her. No.
That's probably why she's saying it, right?
Nah, she's good.
Okay, you're fine.
She's good.
I'm sorry, but what do you feel about the Freemasons?
My dad was a Freemason.
My dad is.
My dad was a 33rd degree Mason.
My dad's a Master Mason.
That's Master Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I think at one time they were more than what they are now.
Yeah.
I think they had more knowledge at one point in time than they do now. Secret societies. I think there's a splitting of the Masons. There was like a dark Masonic group, and there was a light Masonic group. Mm-hmm. And that happened a long, long time ago, dealing with Scottish Rite. But I'm not a judge when it comes to that. If it feels right and it feels okay, that's fine. If it doesn't, don't. Mm-hmm. I can't say too much considering my dad's a 33rd degree.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of knowledge is it that they...
I can't tell you all of it because, number one, if I knew, I wouldn't be allowed to. But they're based on the Temple of Solomon and the knowledge that was given to Solomon to the Masons that built the Temple of Solomon.
Okay. And so they passed down that knowledge through there.
Supposedly. Now, I don't know how much was really passed down.
What was that?
It was Joy.
Somebody hit the wrong part of the floor, which made
Joy
that.
Did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was me. I didn't know I was going to do that.
Woo.
I was just trying to give some woo-woo for everybody.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and make a circle.